KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Valida Carroll, and I'm here with director and producer Brett Ratner. Today we're going to play excerpts of songs he's selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Brett, what did you bring for us today?
I brought you five of my favorite songs for different reasons. The first one is the theme from Enter the Dragon by Lalo Schifrin. Enter the Dragon is one of my favorite movies, but it's one of my favorite movies for one main reason, that it's the best score I've ever heard in any movie. Scores are my life, movie scores, and Lalo's score, who happens to be an Argentinian composer, did something so cool and so urban and so funky, because I don't know if you remember, but Jim Kelly was in the movie. He had a big afro. He was with Bruce Lee in the movie. So Lalo saw the movie and said, I'm going to take urban grooves to represent Jim Kelly, and I'm going to take Chinese instrumentation, and I'm going to create this incredible theme. And he took Bruce Lee's voice going, wah, and put it into the actual score. So that's why I think it's the coolest film music I've heard probably in my life. That music inspired me so much to make a movie like Rush Hour, and I ended up using Lalo to score Rush Hour. This is 20-something years later.
That's fantastic. That was a theme from Enter the Dragon by Lalo Schifrin, and it's the choice of our guest DJ, director Brett Ratner. So what's next, Brett?
One of my good friends and favorite producers, Rick Rubin, did a remix. He doesn't call it a remix. He calls it Ruined by Rick Rubin for Queen, We Are the Champions, which is one of my favorite songs as is. But then Rick took basically a hip-hop beat, I don't know if it was Funky Drummer or something from James Brown, and put it underneath the record, ruined the record in his own words, and basically remixed the Queen's 2-inch original recordings and was able to separate the tracks, keep the vocals. The greatest collaboration of rock and hip-hop. Rick Rubin was actually the one who produced the original Run-DMC Aerosmith record, Walk This Way, when they collaborated. So this made total sense, but I was so happy that he was able to do it with Queen. I'd love to find a place in one of my movies for it. I haven't really found a place, but I'm holding on to that. This is one of my little gems. Hopefully another director won't hear this and put it into one of his films. You know, there's been a lot of record producers, hip-hop producers, who've remixed rock records since, who've kind of done kind of mashups or kind of hybrids of rock records. You know, Jay-Z, you know, did the Black Album, whatever. And this, to me, is the coolest remix of a rock record I've ever heard. I've taken my bows.
That was We Are the Champions by Queen, remixed by Rick Rubin, or rather, ruined by Rick Rubin. Tell me what's next.
When I want to get really sexy with a girl, okay, and I want to sing to the girl, because I'm not really much of a singer, but I know the words backwards and forwards, I put on the Commodores' Just to Be Close to You, but the extended version, because Lionel Richie is talking for about 3 minutes before the actual song starts. And he's so country, and he's from Alabama, and he talks, you know, material things I thought had so much value, but it had no value at all. You know, I'm a lonely man. I mean, it's such great lyrics. No one writes songs like that anymore. And it's romantic, it's fun, it's a cool record. When I saw a music video of it, or I saw them performing, I think, on Soul Train, the drummer was actually singing the backup vocals, which is so cool. You know, you never really see that. A drummer's usually just drumming. But it is, to me, one of the coolest and same time romantic records ever. So I always play it for a girl I just meet. If I want to sing a song to them, this is the song that I pick to sing them.
And yeah. What's the response?
It usually works 99.9% of the time. They don't really like my singing necessarily, but they definitely like the choice that I made. It's not a song that they're very familiar with because they probably weren't even born when the song came out.
Material things I thought had so much value. Oh, girl, didn't really have any value at all. That I was a lonely man. A man with no direction, with no purpose, with no one to love, and no one to love me for me. Oh, girl, then you came into my life. You made my jagged edges.
That was Just to Be Close to You, the extended version by the Commodores. And that's the choice of our guest DJ, director, and producer, Brett Ratner. So what's next on your list, Brett?
One of my favorite singers of all time is Prince. First of all, one of the greatest lyricists ever, okay, of all time. And I love records where the singer is talking on the record. I just love that old school kind of talking. And If I Was Your Girlfriend by Prince is just one of the greatest lyrical songs I've ever heard ever. I mean, the lyrics are just mind-blowing. And I kind of go back and forth between If I Was Your Girlfriend and Just to Be Close to You in the singing department, because there's talking in it. So I could also talk through it. I could talk through it. You know, I'm not really much of a singer, as I said. But one of the best lyrics in is, would you run to me if somebody hurt you, even if that somebody was me? Sometimes I trip on how happy we could be. But also, it gets very sexual at the end of the song. And it's talking about, you know, would you dance a naked ballet? Could I dance a naked ballet for you? What would turn you on? All that type of stuff. It's really hot and sexy and brilliant and evocative and just a cool, cool record, which is very sing-alongable. I love it. I think it stands the test of time for sure.
I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be taking notes on that one.
Is it really necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress? We don't have to make children to make love. No, we don't have to make love to have an orgasm. Your body is what I'm all about. Can I see it? I'll show you. Why not? You can do it because I'm your friend. I'd do it for you. Of course I'd undress in front of you. And when I'm naked, what shall I do? How can I make you see that it's cool?
And that was a sexy choice, If I Was Your Girlfriend by Prince, by our guest DJ, Brett Ratner. Tell me what's next.
I got to top off my list with, I think, one of the greatest bands that ever lived. And I'm proud to say that the leader of the band is my buddy, is Mick Jagger, and with the Rolling Stones. There's so many great Stones records, but one of my favorites is Angie. Just every time it comes on, I just stop whatever I'm doing and I just have to listen to it. And I've heard it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times.
Angie, Angie, when will those clouds all disappear?
And it is by far one of the greatest records ever. And just his vocals, the performance of the song, the music. I have a lot of records that I love, but that is up there definitely in my top five.
It's definitely the most sentimental of all the songs that you've picked for us today.
You know, songs to me are supposed to make you, just like a movie, just like anything, a piece of art that's created, is supposed to make you feel something. And I don't know if it was because I remember the first time that I heard the record and it takes me back to that place. Different songs affect me for different reasons, or if it's the performance, the emotionality of the performance, either it's personal or it's something that it makes me feel. It's something that's really subliminal. I can't really pinpoint why. So each record, that's what's so brilliant about music, is that it takes you back to your youth, your childhood, your remembering things that are mostly joyful.
Remember all those nights with cry.
So, as a director, do you use music on the set?
not as much as like Quentin Tarantino does. He's famous for doing that. Sometimes I'll play a song on this movie. I just did Tower Heist. It's a very kind of quintessential New York heist movie, very 70s. So I was playing stuff from like The Taking of the Pelham 123, the original score from that movie. So sometimes I will do it. I did it on Rush Hour with Michael Jackson and ended up in the movie. You know, I played Michael Jackson records and Chris Tucker just started dancing in the middle of the scene and I ended up using it in the movie. So sometimes it helps come up with some great outtakes or even something that could even make it into the film, or it inspires. I think music definitely inspires. As a filmmaker, I got to find inspiration for the actors to be excited about their work.
So Brett, thanks so much for joining us on KCRW.com.
Thanks for having me.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.